And we're here. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Blind Wave Podcast.
Hey, how's everyone going?
Hitting the record button. I'll turn off the air. Hit the record button, Rick. There's air. The air's going. Sorry.
Turn on the heat.
I'm turning the heat. It's already hot enough in here. Jeez. Jeez, Rick. Okay. How's everyone doing? Everyone doing well?
Hope everyone is well. We got the handsome people here today, as Rick said during the YouTube video.
That's true. Handsome and married.
Yes.
The two single guys are out. There's a reason they're single. Mainly this.
You?
No, the faces. Like,
mainly me. I'm the reason they're single. Like the beer?
Sounds like all that. So what is this? What are we doing here?
We were in the middle of a game night. We had to stop a little prematurely in order to do this podcast. So we'll probably stop the podcast a little short of its normal time in order to finish this up because we have to see Deadpool 2 tonight.
Yes.
Yes.
Be good. And do a review.
Yes.
Yeah. Alrighty. So we'll get back to this later. Ignore all this craziness on the table. You'll see it in a future video at some point. No!
Okay.
Alright, so what we usually start with is our favorite thing from the week, right?
Favorite thing from the last 7 days.
I missed Poke Monday, which wasn't good.
My mind's still in the game, is the problem.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like
this. This is my favorite thing.
I'm telling you about this past week. This is good. Let's see. Last 7 days, Calvin and Eric have been gone.
It's been great. It's been a good week. No, my favorite has definitely been, Shane and I have been streaming the new God of War.
It's fantastic. It's so cool.
We've had 2 streams so far, and it's just great. I love it.
Yeah.
And it's definitely been my favorite part of the last 7 days. We're also going to be streaming it tomorrow.
Yeah. Don't know if we'll beat it like we want to.
We're going to try.
Yeah.
The plan is to start at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
You're going to go the whole day?
And go to 5.
Oh, boy.
So
that's good. That's 5, 6, 7, 8 hours.
Yep.
We'll see what happens.
Dude, I guess I liked it, but it was annoying. I went through all of our Patreon, our page.
Yeah.
And I went through fixing a whole bunch of, I didn't get to finish it yet, but I fixed a whole bunch of the tags and stuff that we had.
Okay.
And then I added a feature tag section on it because there was like, there'd be like full length tag, lowercase, and full length tag, uppercase.
Yeah.
And there'd be like half of them on each one and stuff like that. So I went through and like someone on Discord was like, "This looks good." And I'm like, "Good! Someone liked it! It looks awesome! That's great!" Huh?
Yes.
The camera needs to come this way more.
Why?
Which camera?
Whose match is yours?
So it's just you?
Yeah.
It's showing you and Rick, and I can't get Rick on this one.
Hi.
Oh, okay. Rick's too far that way because of this, so.
No, okay.
But it's you and Rick's close up.
All right.
If anything, I could move it so that my arm's not quite in it as much because I keep catching it there. But then we cut Rick a bit.
Yeah, Rick's in less now.
Is that what you want?
No.
Iris Nexus is complaining he hasn't had a chance to play God of War yet because he's been busy with university.
Oh my gosh, Iris Nexus.
Quit college. Start a YouTube channel.
No, the other thing that happened is that I went through this whole, oh my gosh. I was talking in a Doctor Who chat with some of our viewers that watch our Doctor Who stuff and everything.
Yeah.
And we started diving into talk about the audio dramas that they have, which are on a website called Big Finish.
Cool.
And there's so many of them.
I had a Big Finish last night
on the website.
Yeah.
Joy's back. But the website, there's so many. They have spinoff audio dramas on characters from spinoffs of Doctor Who. So there's like here's a spinoff show with a spinoff character in its own audio drama.
A spinoff of a spinoff.
But, like, there was conversations and stuff, and it was like, well, maybe this, I've dove into this huge hole of stuff, started listening to some of the audio drama stuff, and I'm like, it might be good, might be some cool information that I get from it, but there's a whole thing talking about, I was talking with them about canon, what's not canon, and they're like, it's Doctor Who, everything's canon, and everything's not canon. It's kind of how Doctor Who works.
Sure.
So,
it's more like comics, right? It's whatever that particular writer wants to be canon.
Yeah. So, there's some things I'm really interested to see and listen to, not see, because there's no visuals, but...
Yeah.
The first one I started listening to, I've never listened to an audio drama.
Really?
I listened to, like, audiobooks.
Sure.
But, like, that's always one person read.
And yeah, audio drama is like you hear sound effects and everything.
Yeah, there's sound effects, there's music, there's different people voicing everybody and stuff like that. And I'm like, man, there's a lot more than that. I thought it was just going to be, like, I've listened to audio dramas of, like, Dean Koontz The Watchers, there was Shatterpoint, stuff like that. But it's usually, like, one person, and they might do slightly different voices for each person.
Yeah.
But they're just...
But it's not a production.
It's just one person reading a book, you know?
I always thought we should do an audio drama someday.
It'd be fun.
It'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. We could do audio. We could do the audio and everything.
Yeah.
Without having to do the visuals of it.
Yep.
That's how we should do Reverse Flash versus Zoom.
Perfect.
At the very, very end, you just hear, it's over.
The audio dramas for the original Star Wars trilogy is renowned. Hmm. Like, it's
the actual audio dramas, not just audio, like, book readings?
No, they're dramas. The sound effect, like, Industrial Light, not Industrial Light Magic, but Lucasfilm sound and everything. Just Star Wars, like, you know, sound effects, it's awesome. I used to listen to it when I ran. So it's
cool.
And they have a lot of the same voice act. You know, I don't think Harrison Ford comes back, but everyone else does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting. There's a...
Luke and Leia do, though.
There's several of the audio dramas for Doctor Who on Spotify as well.
Okay.
And I was like, I might, like, get some stuff set up on my phone and whatnot. Maybe, like, while I'm biking here to work, I'll listen to the audio dramas. I've been listening to, like, music that pumps me up. I guess I could listen to just a story.
Yeah. Sure.
So, I'm just worried about getting distracted during it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, when I... And that's what... I mean, besides God of War... my favorite part of this past couple weeks is just my wife and I have been biking a lot, and I have wanted to bike to work, but from all the stuff I read, I'm not supposed to increase my mileage that much, you know, so I'm trying to hold back, you know, my motivation, my desire, you know, and do what's actually right
sure.
for my body. But tomorrow is National Ride Your Bike to Work Day.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. So I feel like tomorrow I might have to, but I don't know if we start, because we've got to wear 10, I don't know if I want to.
Yeah.
What if I just don't come to work, I'm okay, right?
Pretty much, yeah. You can just bike all day.
Just stay at home. See, the other day I was wanting to stream XCOM to try to get it done. Because mm-hmm. I have plans on, like, once I finish XCOM, there's a game that comes out on the 25th that I'm planning on playing.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, if I play now, I might get more done and be okay. But I was like, shoot, Rick and Shane are going to be streaming. I thought about streaming before you guys streamed God of War the other night.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure when you guys were starting.
Fuck up our numbers.
So I didn't. I didn't do it.
Yeah, so that's been one of my favorite parts. Discord for me and my wife's birthday. They got us actually both really nice road bikes. We love them. We had to wait until basically the spring to ride them, but they've been truly a pleasure. So that's been really cool.
My new tire has been good.
Yeah, someone slashed his tires.
Both of them.
Well,
I think one was actually one that just. Got flat.
And it happened at the same time as the other one?
No, well, what might have happened is, like, some fuck walked by and was like, man, that guy's got a flat tire. And now he's even. I don't know what happened. But the front one, the tire was no good, the tube was no good, but the back one just had a hole in the tube.
Yeah.
So I think that one just legitimately got a hole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But...
Maybe, yeah. Like, they were in love and the other one committed suicide.
Maybe. The first time I, the first time I pumped them up to the tires themselves said to pump them up to 60 PSI.
Yeah.
And I was like, that sounds high. Because
mm-hmm.
I only had them at like 40 something.
It does sound high.
Yeah. But like road bikes are up to like 120 and stuff. Like they're like some of the road bikes have like, they're like, there's no pushing them at all. They're really like tight.
Yeah.
So I was hesitant, but I was like, well, I rode it on the like 40 or so and like it seemed okay. Like I guess I'll put up to 60 and see how it works. And I put up to 60 and then that's the day that I had two flat tires. So I'm like, maybe I shouldn't have put them up to 60. I don't know. So
yeah.
I haven't messed with them now. I had that place over on 2nd Street that took care of it. They pumped them up. I don't think they pumped them to 60. I think they took them to 50.
Yeah, Married Adventure Company.
Yeah.
Now I feel like I want to get like a road bike. I mean a mountain bike.
Yeah.
Going because there's trails here.
That's what
But I also want a kayak. So I'm like, well, maybe I should cross train with a kayak.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but...
That's what basically what I've been using is like a mountain bike kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird though because...
It's a hybrid.
The handlebars are curved.
Right.
So like I'd gotten a little mirror thing so I see behind me when I'm on the road, but
it's curved,
so it doesn't quite work.
So you just
very
see
well.
To the left.
Well, so I looked at a bunch of different ones online. For me and your bikes, what we could do is there's one, you know, there's curved handles that go in the bottom. You hold here, you can stick a mirror like on the handle. It'll stick out so you can look down and see behind you.
Oh really?
And there's ones you can put on your wrist too, which I think they look kind of stupid. But you
I think
it's
getting,
like a spy.
There's helmet ones too.
Yeah, there's.
So I thought about having one off my helmet where I could just see. Behind me.
But I look like a fool with it. If I'm going to die, I want to look good when I die. So I don't have that on my head.
You'd rather have that on your head?
Yes. Yes.
A pink headband? Okay. That's good.
Your mom loaned it to me after I... No, I'm just kidding.
If anyone has missed the God of War stream so far, they will be on Twitch for 30 days.
Yeah,
so
really cool. And I think actually it's a good... It's a fun video to watch. And I don't say about all our videos.
So you can go to... Twitch to the VODs and watch them there for 30 days, and maybe they'll be up on YouTube eventually, but they will definitely be
for
there.
For God of War?
For God of War.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys been local recorded them?
I have been.
Cool. It might make it then.
I mean, it like when I play them, I feel like it's just a great mod. It's like a soft reboot because it's a sequel. You know, it's a sequel to the ones that came out for the PS2, PS3.
The story continues.
Yeah. But it's a completely different way to play. It
does pick up from, like, 3?
Yeah. It does. There haven't been hardly any references at all. Like, yeah.
You could go into it with nothing?
Yeah, you could.
You could go into it with all of it?
You could. Okay. But it's definitely, like, Kratos experienced all that stuff.
Yeah,
and that kind of plays into his character a little.
Yeah, he's okay. A hard, hard man.
So you can see, you could use that to see why he's who he is. But if you didn't have that knowledge, it still just works by itself.
Yeah. He just basically has his backstory where you know he did a lot of crazy-ass shit. That's kind of what it is.
I didn't really play the first God of War, mm-hmm. but I did play the first God of War because I had a friend. Well, I mean, I guess he was a friend. He lived next door. He was a neighbor, and he just showed up at my house all the time. And he wanted to play God of War. So I was like, sure, go ahead and play God of War. It was on my PS3. I was like, go ahead and play it. And
who is this?
It's Andrew Husk. He lived next door.
Yeah.
I didn't know him that well. I knew him because of you and Eric.
Yeah.
So, like, he would just show up all the time at the house, and Eric would just be asleep, locked in his room, deaf in one ear, not waking up.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, what's up, Andrew? What's going on?
Yeah.
And he would play God of War.
So you didn't play it, but you owned it.
I watched him play sometimes, and then I'd go do other stuff, and then he'd get to a point like, Aaron, I don't know what to do. This is so hard. I can't beat this guy. I've tried everything. And I'd go, and I'd mess around with it. I'm like, I don't know the controls or anything real well. I'll mess with it. And it'd take me a couple tries to understand it, but then I'd get him past it.
Nice.
And then the last thing I remember is, I don't remember if we ever beat... I guess it's been a long time. I'm going to say, the very last boss.
Ares.
Like, you're both giant, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember fighting him, and I'm watching him fighting, but I don't remember if I ever got beaten. But I'm gonna assume we did, and we didn't give up. But I remember it being very hard.
Yeah, but you played the PS2 ones as well, though, right?
Huh? That was the PS2 one.
Oh yeah,
they
okay.
only made God
you said
War.
PS3 at first.
I played on the PS3.
Yeah, okay.
Because I had the 60 gig backwards compatible thing.
Yeah. Okay.
So did I. I beat the first 3 and the 2 PSP games. I never played Ascension.
Never played that one either. That was the PS3
I did one, pretty much all 2 and Ascension. And
God of War 3 was on PS3.
God of War 3 was on PS3. Ascension was on.
PSP? Ascension was also on PS3.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So there's been 4 God of War games then? And then this one?
In Chains of Olympus.
And 2 handhelds.
Yeah,
okay.
So
it's kind of like Kingdom Hearts. There's been Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2, and then there's been Birth by Sleep, 3D.
365.
Except
5/2 days.
I mean, except the PSP ones were like God of War games. Like, they played like God of War games, and they had stories like God of War games.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
I'm saying one of the Kingdom Hearts ones is a card game, right?
Yeah.
Well, Rechain of Memories and Chain of Memories... plays like a card game, but it still has story elements of all Kingdom Hearts.
It's like Metal Gear Acid.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but it's actually like...
Except better.
I don't think Metal Gear Acid is in the canon of Metal Gear, is it?
No.
I don't think so. I thought it was kicked out of it. I know Portable Ops was.
Yes.
But I thought Acid wasn't, because it was very... That was very weird.
It's very strange.
But the Kingdom Hearts games, like, they still have... Like, Birth by Sleep wasn't a card game, it was a portable one, but it's like prequels to Kingdom Hearts 1.
Mm.
Which, I don't know all of its story, but I know like a lot of the information on there is very valuable to the Kingdom Hearts lore and story.
I see.
Speaking of handhelds, Sony officially announced that they are stopping production on their Vita game cartridges.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
That's not too surprising.
You know what's weird is analysts were saying, like, this is going to be the end-all best handheld ever.
I remember.
3DS, it's a stupid thing.
I love...
Michael Pachter.
Yeah.
I love my Vita.
I have a Vita too. I love it. I don't play it, but I love it.
Yeah, that's a thing.
I love looking at it.
The problem I think that they did is that while the DS has... Here's Pokemon that you can get on the DS. Here's this game, only on the DS. Here's, you know... The Vita seemed like, here's this game that was on the PlayStation. Now you can take it with you.
Yeah.
And instead of being like, here are these strong games that you can...
They didn't have a... It had a few great exclusives, but I mean, DS has such a foothold on the market.
Remember Tearaway?
At the time, tablets.
Yeah, remember Tearaway? Tearaway, I think, was a Vita exclusive, and then they just put it on the PlayStation.
Well, three or four years later, though.
Yeah.
Because it did so poorly, and they were like, you know, let's give it new life on a system that more people play.
I just think they need more stuff like that or other games to be like, here is... Like, instead of putting, like, a Metal Gear Solid game on the Vita, like, here's a game for the Vita.
Right.
Like, they did Uncharted.
Uncharted.
Which I thought that one was fun.
There was an Assassin's Creed.
Golden Abyss was fucking good.
Yeah, I liked it. A what? Assassin's Creed?
Assassin's Creed, where you played as a woman?
No, fuck that. I'm just kidding. No, actually...
I can't remember which one that was, but yeah, you're right.
I think that was a...
Liberation, or maybe?
That might be right. They had, like, At one point, they had like three kind of spin-off Assassin's Creed, I thought, that all had like a different name, but they weren't like Assassin's Creed 2, 3, 4.
Crimson Zero sent a treat stream.
Oh my gosh, thank you. Crimson. Thank you, Crimson. Thank you.
Pong.
What's Pong saying?
Speaking of Pokemon, next Monday, I kick Aaron's butt stream.
I also like how Crimson
Cody Zero Shomer, what's up, man? How you doing?
Said that we're talking about God of War and we're all fathers.
I wish I could be like Kratos.
Yeah.
To my son.
Really?
Don't speak, boy.
He just calls him boy all the time.
But Kratos is more like my dad.
I watch his...
Always call me boy.
I watch a small bit of
show no emotion.
I told this to Rick the other day. Oh, yesterday. My dad was... He walked into the house. He needs something. He's like, boy! He just starts like, boy! He starts yelling. And my son, was like, I'm right here, Grandpa. He's like, no, not you, boy. My boy. You're the boy. I mean, you're all boys to me. That's what he said. Yeah, that's funny.
But I watched a little bit of your guys' stream the other day. I haven't played any of the game itself.
Yeah.
But I thought it was interesting just watching. And this little kid, it was a part where there's a bridge.
Yeah.
There's a little boy. And then, boy, no, don't go ahead.
Yeah.
And he was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then he falls like, are these guys dead? Like that whole segment. But every time you referred to him, it was only boy. I don't even know if he has a name.
Someone said a drinking game where you take a drink every time Kratos doesn't call his son by his real name.
It would have to be every time he says boy, you drink, you don't take a shot or hold.
Yeah.
Because like, you'd be toasted.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when I watched, he probably said at least 10 times.
Yeah.
And I only watched a couple minutes.
And I like it as well. We're playing on normal, but it's a pretty difficult game.
It's different, yeah.
Like, really? It really challenges you and it makes you use the mechanics to their fullest.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to play through it.
Well, I was playing McAaron would like this kind of game. Like, because there's...
Well, at one point we were having trouble, so I just, like, teased the guy. I hid behind a pillar, and I had our son just shooting to death because he got stuck on the pillar. I'm like, fuck this. Just shoot.
I'm like, these games are made for Aaron Elliott. You do that, and then afterwards he'd be like, I won.
I beat him. You should have done better.
Yeah.
But someone in chat, I said, oh, I'm sorry for teasing him, guys. And someone in chat just said, like, nope, you're using the game mechanics.
Yeah, right? Exactly. That's what I would do. If they didn't want Chun-Li to kick a whole bunch, they wouldn't make her a better kicker.
Yeah.
So,
but no, now I want to watch the garbage kicking, field goal kicking Philadelphia phenomenon with Tony Danza.
I haven't seen that in a long time. But I don't know. I'll play that game at some point. I'll do it off stream since you guys did it on stream.
Yeah.
But the next one after I finish XCOM is I'm going to do Detroit Become Human. It's supposed to be
That's
the same people that did Heavy Rain, I believe.
Yeah.
And Beyond Two Souls. Mm-hmm. Deadly Premonition. They did Indigo Prophecy.
Yeah.
That's just
which I gave gifted you. And you
yeah, it's awesome.
You haven't played it yet.
I read Wikipedia.
Also called Fahrenheit in the Europe
area. Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
So they did that one. So
dropping some knowledge on us right there. That's cool.
Yeah. But I plan on playing that one. I loved Heavy Rain. I remember Melanie sat.
Me and you played the same now because I remember I beat it before you and I got the good ending.
I got the good ending.
I got the best ending you can get.
I got the best ending.
I thought you...
No, because I remember...
I never played it.
I remember me and my store manager at GameStop both got it and played it at the same time. And I the whole premise is like the Origami Killer,
yeah.
Right? And you're trying to figure out who he is and what's going on. And I remember that we got the Origami Killer. All of my characters
lived.
You know, I saved the sun. And then I talked to my store manager and he's like, all my people died. The Origami Killer got away. And I'm like, shit, what'd you do? He's like, oh, man, I got in trouble at one part at a scrapyard.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Did you guys beat Indigo Prophecy?
No, I did not.
I beat that one. And that game really gets weird after the halfway point.
Yeah.
It starts as, like, this sort of, like, you know, being chased by the killer because you play the killer and the guy chasing him. Or the girl chasing him, which is pretty cool. And it's, like, really grounded in reality. And then it starts getting into some, like, Matrix shit towards the end.
Really?
It's really weird.
Did you ever play Beyond Two Souls?
No.
It was interesting. William Dafoe, I believe, was in it.
Yeah, that's his other game. Like, yeah, before this one.
Yeah.
David Cage, right?
But
David Cage.
I had started it, but it was in that time frame of the PS4, PS3, like, changing. And I think maybe I had an issue with my PS3 or something like that, so I never finished it. But they just had it... I think they just released it recently on PS4.
Yeah.
It was downloadable for free on PlayStation Plus.
Damn, I need to get my PS4 fixed.
Yeah, uh-huh. So I might try playing that at some point just to finish the story of it. Because I got a little ways into it, but I have no idea what it was about. I don't remember very much.
Sure.
I remember like two things about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it because it's weird.
Speaking of which, there's my favorite time of the year is coming up.
E3.
Smash! I'm super excited about that.
That's the thing you're excited about, Smash Brothers.
That's the thing I'm most excited about.
Well, I am, but Let's go ahead and say it.
Well, we're gonna have we're gonna be having that week where we watch
the press conferences.
All the press conferences.
Yeah, we're doing what we normally do.
Well, we're not doing what we normally do. We're doing what we did for the Nintendo Direct.
Okay.
Well, what we had done for the past couple of years is where we watched all the trailers from it.
Yeah.
Which was good for us to sit and discuss about each trailer.
Mm-hmm.
But the hype of certain aspects, I feel like we lost. Like whenever we did a Final Fantasy one, we knew it was Final Fantasy. We watched it.
Sure.
And it was like, there wasn't much there. Yeah. But when you watched it in the press conference, didn't know it was coming.
Yeah.
It just shows up and you're like, oh, what's this? And you're like, oh, what? And then you have the hype, which is what we had when we did
Smash
Brothers.
Yeah.
Because if we had just watched that, you know, Smash Brothers reveal trailer, I don't think it would have been nearly as good as if we didn't know what was coming.
I wouldn't have taken off my shirt.
After sitting for like 15...
yeah, I can remember.
After sitting for 15 minutes watching a Splatoon music video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then having that, I was like, all right, I'm more Splatoon, okay. And then we're like, oh, shit! You know?
Yeah.
So we're going to be watching all of the live streams of the press conferences, at least as many as we can,
mm-hmm.
Which may have some issues because Monday we're leaving, right, for...
We're going to E3.
For E3.
And we're actually going to be on... We're going to be in L.A., so any of our viewers or any the Los Angeles area, we're going to be doing a meetup. We're not sure when or how yet, but we're going to do a meetup with you guys. We're excited about that. But we're mainly there because we're going to vlog our time there. Day one, day two, day three. We're going to be actually experiencing the games hands-on. Aaron's going to be playing. I'm going to be playing. And we're going to be recording reactions to these things.
So, right, Jay? Jay's like, Shane's announced like 5 times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, during stream back there, I did.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't want to say anything until we were like, okay, we've got flights ready, we got hotels ready, we have tickets ready.
Yeah.
Everything.
But now they're all ready.
So
I want to play Smash, of course.
But we'll also be trying to set up a meet and greet at some point outside of E3.
Yeah.
Somewhere in LA.
Yeah.
But we don't know the area very well of LA, but we'll figure it out somewhere.
Rick does. You walked over that place, got lost.
I mean, we both went there once. And
we've been there once.
Yeah.
That was back in like 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2007. 10 years like that.
Ago.
But I'm also excited for The Last of Us 2, and I seriously think you guys need to play Last of Us 1 before this comes out, that way we can react and watch the trailer together.
How long is The Last of Us 1?
You can beat it in 12-14 hours.
Cool.
That's not bad.
But Aaron...
Last of Us 1, I mean.
Didn't necessarily hear this news, but there's also a... Like, there's the Invitational Smash Tournament.
Yeah.
There's going to be another Smash Tournament.
Yes.
Oh, there's 2 Smash Tournaments.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Invitational has pro players playing. There's a lot of no melee and brawl pros. Also, there's one Invitational for fans. We just got to sign up for it.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So, I mean, there's limited spots.
It'd be funny, like, here's all the pros that play, and then we come in and we play with just fans, and then we just win.
That would be nice.
It would be crazy. I don't think it would happen, but it would be awesome.
I mean, I'm sure there'll be some pros there entering the tournament. I mean, the way they selected in the Invitational, they picked people who have online, like, big followers online.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of pros that didn't get in the Invitational.
Yeah, and they're like, well, I'm better than this guy, but their social media following isn't as big.
Right.
Gotcha.
So, but, you know, I definitely want to get my hands on it. I want to see what Nintendo has up their sleeves, like what Retro Studios is doing.
Tripping there is.
Well, I'm sure there won't be. If there is, I'll be disappointed. And just whatever, like, secret stuff they have planned. Like, there's all this talk about a Star Fox game coming up. Of course, Sony's going to have Spider-Man, Last of Us 2.
Spider-Man's supposed to come out this year, right?
Yeah. What Sony's doing for their press conference, instead of doing the traditional thing, they're focusing on 4 games. And they're going to go through those games hardcore. So I can't remember what they all are. But yeah, there's that. And I don't know what Microsoft's doing. But I'm excited. Super pumped.
Gotcha. I need to play Last of Us 1. I want to stream that. That's on my list too. My big three are probably Detroit, Last of Us, and the prequel to Life is Strange. And then I want to also do Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah. And you finish The Witcher 3, and then I want to do Persona 5.
Yeah.
You're just picking these long RPG games, Rick.
It's what I like.
Yeah.
All right. So, is there any other E3 things before I move on?
I don't really think so.
All right. Well, we've got some big Star Wars news. Jon Favreau says his live-action Star Wars series will take place after Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Okay.
And actually, there was an original date he said. He said 7 years after Return of the Jedi, but it's actually 7 ABY after the Battle of Yavin.
Oh, yeah.
So he says it will take place 3 years after the Battle of Endor, but the tweet says 7, but it's been corrected to mean 3. So 3 years after the Battle of Endor.
Yeah, which so that's about
they
7 years.
Be seven after Battle of Yavin, roughly.
Yeah, 7 years after Battle of Yavin. So that's so, cool.
Yeah, that'd be neat. Well, I feel like a lot of their stuff is gearing towards that era right now because they just announced that Resistance cartoon, right?
Yeah, which is supposed to be Dave Filoni's new animated series is going to be like an anime art inspired Resistance show that takes place between
6 and 7, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's going to be taking place there. You're going to have this new. You're going to be having a new series with Favreau. A new is it a trilogy, right? Or is it just a movie? It's a TV show. Never mind.
Yeah, yeah.
The TV show taking place. So you're gonna
have. And it's a live action TV show.
You're gonna have Resistance there. You're gonna have other live action TV show there. Like, could you have interaction between the two?
Yeah.
Could there be more stuff with Dave Filoni's thing that could be linked to Clone Wars or Rebels or anything? Because they've done different stuff like that before in the past as well.
Yeah,
with Rogue One.
I'm pretty excited. You know, what's weird for me as I've been a fan of Star Wars for 2 decades, and I was kind of expecting it to be between 3 and 4 for some reason. It was 20 years of, like...
A lot of space you can do.
Yeah, of the Empire growing, even though you could say that stuff's been mined in the comics and a little bit in Star Wars Rebels, maybe.
Yeah.
But Rebels took place, like, pretty much right before A New Hope. And I was like, there's so much other good stuff you can do, like, right after 3, I think is really interesting. The way everyone adjusts to the Empire.
Yeah.
And to, you know...
We're way back in KOTOR times.
There's that as well.
The problem is that it may be a lot of, like...
Well, Disney wants to push the timeline, all the stuff further into the timeline.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. They have new movies and stuff coming out, which are going to be set up in that era, except for, like, Solo and some things that may go back. But also, having it set after Episode 3, I mean, there may not be a lot... Unless you're making the villains your main protagonist, I can't imagine there being a lot of, like, positive things that happen for... You know, it's going to be a lot of, like, losing Jedi. It's going to be a lot of, like, destroying the...
I mean, Rogue One wasn't exactly positive.
Yeah, but that was their first big victory, though, against the Empire.
Yeah, what's funny is, like, A New Hope crawl opens, and I think it says... What's the first word? It says victory! Exclamatory mark. The Rebels just won their first battle. Yeah. And I'm thinking, well, shit, show me that. And then, thankfully, they finally did.
Yeah, they did.
And they explained away that terrible Death Star... You know.
Yeah, well, if you want to think that from Episode 3, though, up to Rogue One, like, there can't have been too much that the Rebels... I mean, it would have been the building of the Rebels, but it's got to be a lot of death and loss and stuff like that if this is their first victory. Of course, they're newer as being the Rebels.
Oddly enough.
So
I might not want to see, like, a movie exclusively on that, but to see some flashbacks in a different movie could be kind of cool.
You know what was cool? The idea, like... Pixar, what they do sometimes is when you go see a movie, they'll have like a little small animated short, like that takes place in the Toy Story universe or something else.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought before a Star Wars movie, maybe have like a 2-minute short of like a Yoda movie. Even though I know they've talked about doing their own Yoda movie, but 2-minute short on maybe this character on like Lando.
Yeah,
that'd be really cool.
Like an after credits thing.
Well, no, it'd be like a 3-minute short film, before the movie starts. So you have the previews.
Yeah,
and then you have the short film, and then
it's like the Pikachu vacation,
or like the Frozen
before the first movie, where you had this little adventure with Pikachu trying to save Togepi and stuff on vacation.
Yeah, or like they did Frozen, they did like a little mini sequel to Frozen before, I can't remember, some Disney movie I just saw recently, Coco or something. Yeah, the Coco movie, they did like a Frozen 2 or 3 minute short film before that. That was pretty cool. But speaking of that time era, I sent this to Rick also. Like, there's more heat picking up on the Obi-Wan Kenobi solo film. There's a lot of... I mean, from what I hear, there's been a lot of chatter saying it's basically confirmed and they've been working on it. The art department's actually already developed all these different things about it. Ewan McGregor's signed on.
It looks like the film will follow the exiled Jedi on Tatooine after the events of Revenge of the Sith.
Of course.
Obi-Wan is on Tatooine being elusive hermit and stuff, but secretly watches over an infant Luke Skywalker, whom he delivered to his uncle Owens.
The biggest issue with that is just, like, what story do you tell while he's sitting there on Tatooine?
Well, right here.
You know?
Tensions between the local farmers and his tribe of sand people.
No speculation, just tell me
headed
the story.
Headed by a ruthless war chief, eventually brings Obi-Wan out of hiding and into kick-ass Jedi mode.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's, like, the rumor. Like, something supposedly leaked. I doubt it's true, but... It would have to be something along those lines. Something to do with because there's gangsters on Tatooine, you know, like obviously the Hutts. There's like a big crime. There's Black Sun.
Yeah, but I can't imagine much pulls Obi-Wan out whenever his main objective is to keep Luke Skywalker safe.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be such a big threat that it makes him come out. You know what I mean? So that's why I imagine it is. I don't care. I want people to get in the room and solve why Obi-Wan Kenobi, Ewan McGregor's Obi-Wan Kenobi, comes out of hiding and they make a movie about it. That's how bad I want a Ewan McGregor Obi-Wan movie.
The only thing I can see is one of two things. One is it's a big threat to Luke Skywalker and he has to help him there. Two is that it's coming after him for some reason. And he has to take care of it so that he can continue to watch Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
Right.
Those are the only two things I can think of that would make him have this story, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The report claims that the director is going to be Stephen Daldry, who has directed The Hours, Billy Elliot, and The Reader.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, I really want them to make an announcement about that at Star Wars Celebration Chicago 2019, which they announced a couple days ago.
Yeah,
I heard about that. Which, you know, I assume Blind Wave will probably go to that, even though it's a long time from now. I imagine we'll want to go. So that would be cool. I don't know if I could wait enough to sleep on the floors again for 8 hours.
Get there earlier. And don't forget your passes and make me go back for them and miss fucking Ray Park.
Either way, we still wait there.
What? Still.
Yeah.
We would have been further in front.
Yeah. I
know. But, yeah, that's good. I'm hyped for Star Wars right now because Melanie finally just watched Rebels and finished it all.
What'd she think of it?
She liked it. She enjoyed it.
Yeah.
She didn't enjoy it, and she did enjoy it. So.
Yeah, I think it kind of like Clone Wars. It didn't start out the best.
No, I mean, she enjoyed it. She didn't like what happened to her eyeballs. From tears.
Oh, yeah, I get you.
I was trying not to say that, but you just...
Yeah, okay.
It's not that she hated Rebels at all. I mean, it's different because you got to get a whole new character... You know, in Clone Wars, you had, here's Anakin.
Clone Wars was easier, much Anakin easier for me to fall in love with quickly.
And Yoda and Mace Windu, and you're seeing characters you know from the movies and whatnot. Where Rebels is like, here's people I don't know. And you gotta get your connection to them and understand who they are. Which is probably what we'll have in, like, Favreau's series and Resistance, you know. But
the way these series, like, Sam Witwer, who we're a fan of, the hero of the Force Unleashed, and he plays a voice of numerous Star Wars characters in Clone Wars and Rebels, the way he described it is, like, you see some of the missteps of the original trilogy and some of the maybe more missteps of the prequel trilogy that George Lucas was trying to do, especially when it comes to building this world with this corrupt government. You see what he was trying to do, and then when you watch Star Wars or Clone Wars, which he was directly involved in and was in charge of pretty much every story that they did over 6, 7, 8 seasons, if you see the movies now with Clone Wars, this is what this man was trying to do. He was trying to stuff all this story into these...
Yeah, there's a whole
six
war.
Movies.
There's a whole war you're missing, you know?
Well, I mean, you see all the different planets, all the customs. You go, oh, wow, this is what he was trying to say. And it just basically, for me, makes definitely the prequels that I already like a lot and I love so much better. It makes the original trilogy so much better. And Star Wars Rebels is the same thing. So it's just, I can't watch Star Wars now without thinking of Clone Wars.
Without thinking of all of it. You gotta have all of it together.
It really works real well as one story.
And starting next week, there will be more to the canon as well.
Star Wars Solo. Yep.
Yeah, Solo comes out next week.
Which, cannot wait to see that.
Yeah, they need to make... If they were going to do anything in the 3 to 4, like, between those two movies, they should do what they would have done with Sam Witwer's... Like, they started off Starkiller.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're playing a villain.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They should just do that and make it where you play a villain, but you just play a villain.
You become good, or do you...
No, you just play a villain. Instead of having a game where you start off like, you're going to be the bad guys.
Right.
And it's like, well, now you're a good guy. You just turn to the light side because you saw how bad they were. But what if they just made a game or something like that where you just played a villain and you saw the good guys get away?
The beginning of The Force Unleashed.
But what if it just stayed like that?
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
Sure.
It just, you have the whole story that you want to tell, and you can see the destruction that happens.
We have the Boba Fett, the Jango Fett game for the GameCube.
Yeah, there was a...
Yeah, but he's not really bad. He just does what bounties give him.
He does bad things.
Yeah, he does. He's not a good guy, but he's not a bad
guy. I've got
10 characters in the Old Republic.
I would also argue Kratos is sometimes the bad guy as well in a lot of the God of War stories.
Yeah.
I remember in the Transformers video games, you played half, like, there was a Decepticon campaign and an Autobots campaign.
Yeah.
So you played as the bad guys.
See the two perspectives?
Yeah.
That could be interesting.
Anything Resident Evil, man. You're just killing all these zombies.
What?
Those zombies didn't do anything.
I'm just...
What? I need my son after that.
Yeah.
And then I expanded it to Leonardo after Turtles.
Have you even played it at that point?
Resident Evil 2?
I played Resident Evil 4.
Okay, you had.
Yeah, that's why I liked him. Because I never played 2, but I played 4, and he was cool. I loved him.
So did you end up playing 2 later?
I've never played 2.
It might be hard to go to now.
It is. I've tried playing. I played it.
Well, they're at your place.
They're remastering.
They're more than that. They're giving it like the. They're basically like they did with Resident Evil.
Yeah.
They remade it pretty much completely. They're doing it with Resident Evil 2, except they're giving it modern controls.
Okay. Whenever I tried, I hated the tank controls.
It's going to feel like Resident Evil 5 probably, or Resident Evil 6. Like it's going to feel that way. Beautiful graphics.
See, I think that's fine if you do the behind-the-shoulder kind of thing mm-hmm. and have them go into, like, Resident Evil 1 where you're in the mansion, but keep tight corridors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That should give you the same kind of feel of when you're coming around a corner, you don't know what's there, you know? Mm-hmm. As opposed to having to have, like, here's this camera, here's the only view you get. You can't see what's behind you, but you can't see what's behind you if you're looking that way directly.
You can't if you press down B.
Yeah, but then you turn around. Yeah. You hear a noise.
I just started playing again the first one, because actually I started reading the novelizations of Resident Evil that we got sent at a mailbag at some point.
Yeah.
And I read the first one, I loved it, I was like, I have to play the game again. So I started playing the HD remake of it, and man, that game is hard. Like, it's not hard like hard games are today. It's like, mistakes that you make have long-term consequences.
Really?
Because
like how you manage your inventory, for one thing. Right?
How you manage your inventory, but the enemies you kill. Because if you kill an enemy, some of them come back as redheads.
Yeah.
Not the good kind. Not the good kind.
Ah, damn.
Crimson heads. Okay. And they're almost impossible.
Yeah.
So, like, if you kill too many zombies, like, your first time through, and you're coming back and there's all these crimson heads, and you just don't have the ammo or whatever, the game's just impossible. You have to start over.
Well, shit. It'd be terrible if I just played that not knowing.
Yeah.
So, and you just go through and like, well, restart.
So that's what we all did.
So I'm like, So I'm like 4 hours in at this point. I'm going to have to restart because I just can't come back.
I played on easy. Remember that.
I may do that. Like, my main thing would be getting the story, I guess, of it. I still want to play Resident Evil 7, which I might try to do in October. I really want to do it in VR, and we have the Vive.
Yeah.
But it's not available for VR on Steam unless they've added it yet. I heard a rumor that they were going to add it to Steam for VR. But it's not. It's only available, as I know so far, on PS4.
Yeah.
So, unless I get either I have to get a PS4 VR, or they'll have to update that one.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, but I want to play that one. But I love 4 having its Tetris inventory.
Yeah.
I want them to bring that back. Because they didn't have that in 5 or 6.
Right.
But I love, like, okay, I got these guns. Which ones do I got to take? This one? Take this one. I have a plant. I put it there.
And
here's
like,
my ammo. I put them there.
Do I want to upgrade my guns or do I want to buy a bigger case?
Yeah, exactly.
I always bought the bigger case.
Yeah. Now I have more guns.
Yeah.
So I liked that style, and it was still like ammo scarce. If I collect it, hold on to it.
That's always scary in Resident Evil 4 when fucking one would see you and it yelled that crazy. You hear like the music. It's so fucking tense.
I remember playing through Resident Evil 4 at one point, and I had a gun that I'd upgraded.
What your boy?
But then I ran out of ammo for it. So then, like, the next time, I'm like, well, I guess I'll just swap these out, because I don't really have that much ammo. I'll use this gun. I have a lot of ammo, but it's not as good.
Yeah.
I could do that, I guess. But I like having to have that choice. Whereas, like, in 5, it was just like, well, here's my right gun, my left gun, my top gun, my bottom gun.
Yeah. Top gun, that's a good name. Top gun, yeah.
So.
I haven't seen something I need to do in my life. Like, my life is incomplete.
They love the woman.
I haven't seen all the Resident Evil movies. I've seen the first 3, I think. And I've heard they got batshit crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Later on. And I love bad batshit crazy movies.
We should watch them together.
You should.
Because I've seen, like, all of them with the last one.
Okay.
And I started watching the last one with Melanie.
They have, like, a very small... deathly committed fan base.
Well, Melanie's complaint, because we started watching the last one, and she said, I'm not liking this. Can we watch something else? And I said, I guess so. Why? She's like, there's like no plot, and it's all like action.
Yeah.
And it's like, here's all the things we didn't get shoved into the first few movies. Let's do them all now. And I was like, I guess so. It just, sometimes they do things that are just, hey, this was in the game. Let's just have this happen.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was like, here's some kind of crazy creature that picks up a Humvee.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, well, that crazy creature is going to pick up a Humvee. Look, guys, it's like the game, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But the first one I liked and the second one I liked, as far as, like, story and action and everything, for the most part. And then when it got into like third and fourth and fifth, it kind of deviated more and more and more.
I've seen the first animated one, Degeneration, that started.
I like
the animated. Those are good.
The animated ones are good.
I haven't seen any of the others, but I saw the first one.
I fucking love the first one.
It was good.
Degeneration was one with Leon, right?
With Leon.
They're all with Leon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Degeneration.
Leon and Claire.
Yeah.
At the airport.
That's good shit, man.
I also, speaking of airport, I want to see Quarantine 2. It's supposed to be really good, actually. It takes place in an airport.
Yeah. It's different.
You guys
than
need to watch
one.
The Strain. It's all about airports.
I don't care about airports.
Well,
it's about zombie and airports.
Well, okay, what happened was the plane lands and it has carrying this virus.
Sounds like Quarantine 2.
Yeah, but it infects the population after that.
Okay. Sounds like Quarantine 2. What are you talking about?
I would say Quarantine 1.
I'm pretty sure that came out before Strain did.
Wreck definitely did, and I think Quarantine did as well.
Yeah, which that would take place in an apartment
building. It's not about 5 years,
but,
probably.
Like, the 2's premise is that whatever happened in that apartment building has ended up, someone's trying to bring it, and it's on a plane.
Yeah.
And now it's at an airport, and it's doing its thing.
Yeah, this is about vampires instead of zombies, but yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, they're not like fucking vampires with teeth. They shoot this terrible, disgusting tube thing.
Ugh.
And it's just, it's disgusting. Like, it's disturbing as hell. And basically, they infect you with these parasites, and they slowly transform you. And the thing about the parasite is, it makes you go back and infect the people you love the most.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's terrible.
Yeah, so like, what happens is, like, love whoever you love, you go back to your house or where you're from, your parents are, and you infect them, and that's what just keeps happening. It's terrible.
They keep infecting the ones they love.
Yeah,
I go infect the people I hate.
It reminds me of Dwarf Fortress.
Well, I think when you become infected, you become compelled to find the people you love, and so they can
convert them.
Yeah, so I guess you can understand the great plan of the whatever. I'm not gonna give it away, but
like, join my cult.
Whatever's infecting you, there's a plan. Whatever's affecting you, it's scary stuff. And they have a scary, crazy ass German guy from that Quentin Tarantino movie, the Nazi one. What's it called?
Inglourious Bastards.
Yeah, the guy says, "I respectfully refuse." The guy who gets hit in the head.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, I haven't seen Inglourious Bastards either. So I don't.
Yeah, he's always a crazy German, and he's such a crazy fucking German.
Oh, wait. Never mind. Okay. I'm thinking of a guy.
Germans are so fucking scary.
I can think of
the scariest German I've ever seen.
I'll tell you some scary Germans in the newest. Well, I don't know if it's the newest at this point, but Wolfenstein: New Order.
Yeah.
Like there's a.
No, yeah, there's another one out. I think now.
Okay, there's a German woman in that who is terrifying.
Really?
They're so fucking scary.
Their yelling is cool though. You know what I mean? Like a German yelling.
Yeah.
That's what makes it scary.
Yeah.
Like there's just, like their language is just very good for yelling.
It's a very harsh.
Well, the way they do it, and I guess the way they're painted in Western movies is just like they're smiling. How you doing? You know, but they're like this secretly, they have this terribly evil side. You know what I mean? And that's how this guy is. And that's how the beginning of, I think it was the beginning of Inglourious Bastards. You know, where they're in the house and everything. And it's scary stuff, man.
I haven't seen it. When you said about the guy who always plays a German, the first thing I thought of was the guy who always plays a Russian.
Well, he's a German. I looked him up. He speaks like 5 languages. He is from Germany. Yeah.
Like, there's that one guy who always plays a Russian in everything, but he's actually like Irish.
Oh, yeah?
But, you know, he's in Armageddon, plays a Russian. This is how we fix things in Russia.
Yeah, he's on Prison Break.
He plays a Russian in Prison Break.
He's on American Gods.
I think he plays a Russian in Arrow.
American Gods. Right? Or was he?
Yeah, I think I think he was Russian in that.
Yeah.
I think. He's like Russian all the time.
He's a badass in American Gods.
Yeah,
that scene.
But, like, I'm pretty sure he's Irish, but he always plays a Russian.
I think I read that, too, on Wikipedia, maybe.
Yeah, it's just funny. It's just funny how he just typecasts as a Russian.
Yeah.
It's not even Russian.
I was going to watch The Hateful Eight the other night.
Oh, it's good.
But it was Evie was there, and I don't know how violent this is going to be.
That's his most recent
movie. Denzel, right?
Hateful Eight? No.
It's Samuel Jackson, Kurt Russell.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Have you not seen it yet?
It's pretty violent.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
I would not watch it with kids.
When you watch that movie, it's like, wow, if we were smart, we could make a movie like this. Because it basically...
takes place in one cabin.
Basically, yeah.
Magnificent Seven, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah. That was Chris Pratt and Denzel and stuff, right? Yeah, I did watch
that
one.
Law and Order.
Me and Melanie watched that one. And then we watched Hateful Eight. And I was like, isn't this supposed to be related to Unchained? What is it?
Django Unchained.
Django.
They supposedly take place all in the same universe.
That's the same idea with like all of his.
Well, I mean, you can see like gravestones. They have this character who is alive.
Gotcha.
It's pretty cool. Yeah,
huh.
I've seen it.
But no, I've seen Hateful Eight. It's definitely something. Yeah, like it's like.
Well, we were smart.
When we first watched,
we can make a movie like this.
When we first started watching it, Melanie's like, "Is a whole movie just right here?" And I was like, I don't know, never seen it.
It's like a phone booth.
And then we got a little bit further. I'm like, okay, so the whole movie's in here or here.
Sure.
Yeah.
So it's, but it's all about the, it's all about the characters, not where they're at.
Yeah. The dialogue's so great, and just, wow, I wish we were this fucking smart.
It's interesting. It was pretty cool.
The two best movies I can think of that takes place like in one place is 12 Angry Men, which is incredible.
Mm-hmm. Never heard of it.
You never heard of 12 Angry Men?
No.
It's they're all on a jury, right? And like everyone wants to just say he's guilty and go home, but one guy like holds out and like tries to convince them that they really need to look into this kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And then the other one is Rear Window, which is a Hitchcock film, where the guy is in his apartment and he's just watching everything kind of happen around. Mm-hmm. And there's like a murder mystery thing. It's pretty cool. But I love the idea of just a movie taking place in one location.
Well, I'll tell you what. Ryan Reynolds did, was it Buried Alive?
Have you seen it? I haven't seen that one. I think I've heard you guys talk about it. You guys like,
well, it's one of those movies.
I haven't seen it.
It's one of those low budget movies. It's so fucking good. It's very entertaining. And he's great in it, too. Like, and Phone Booth is one of the first ones I remember, and it's pretty good.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah.
I mean, there's also movies like Quarantine that are, number one, they're in a POV format, so your camera is a person.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And then they're also all in, like, one apartment complex, so you're like, here's your set.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
Did that start with Cloverfield? I'm trying to think of what was the first big POV. Oh, no.
Blair Witch was, like, the first one that did it. That was the found footage, cameraman is a person kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the next big one was probably Paranormal Activity? And then Cloverfield, I think?
No. Maybe.
There might be another one in between there. I don't know when Quarantine came out.
Yeah.
Blair Witch 2 wasn't.
No, it wasn't. They had Blair Witch 2, the something-something witch or something.
The book.
There's a Blair Witch.
It was the book, but yeah, it wasn't shot at all POV. It was just shot like a TV movie.
Yeah.
There was a Blair Witch movie that came out a couple years ago that's supposed to be pretty good.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think, actually, DaBaba just watched that.
Yeah.
And was scared.
Yeah, I heard it was good.
So I want to watch it as well, but I can't watch horror movies with Melanie. She gets scared too easily.
Yeah.
So
Maggie does as well.
Oh, shoot! What was it called? Was it called Wreck? No, Wreck was the quarantine thing.
Yeah.
VHS.
VHS.
Did you guys ever see that?
No.
Dude, VHS. I think it's VHS 1 because there's two of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're all like there's like. Was it anthology stories, right? Mm-hmm. There's like four or five stories in the movie. But one of them has this awesome movie, like video idea, that I'm like, this is something we could do. It was a biker on a mountain bike, right? With a helmet, had a GoPro on his head.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a zombie outbreak, and he gets infected. So the whole video is from the perspective of the zombie instead of being from the perspective of the survivors.
Hmm.
So the whole time you're watching this segment of the movie.
What's it called?
VHS.
Huh.
Right. It was on Netflix. I don't know if it still is or not, but
that was kind of cool.
But you're just watching him, like, you watch this biker go, you watch something happen, you watch him, you know, die, like he's laying on the ground, you watch him, like, start moving and stuff and come up, but it's done really well. I really liked it.
Okay.
Johnny Blue mentions Chronicle, which is a found footage film that I want to watch. It's by Matt Landis, I think.
Max Landis.
Yeah.
He's a scum.
It's a superhero thing. He's
a scum.
He's a wrestling fan, so I like him. He has one of the best wrestling videos on all of YouTube called Wrestling Isn't Wrestling. So if you don't like wrestling or you don't understand why people like wrestling, one of the best videos to watch.
Okay.
To explain it.
I will say, I saw some people talking about VHS and it sounds interesting. There are some of those stories that are just kind of weird and are weird.
Yeah.
But there's some other ones that are really good in it.
That's how most anthologies are. Is like there's one really stand out and then the rest of them are.
Like that was my favorite of that movie was that segment of it. But there's some other ones too that had to do with like a guy who was like out on dates and they were wearing like these glasses with cameras in them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like two of them. And they were like, oh yeah, we're going to go meet these girls and bring them back to the hotel and stuff and wear these glasses. I was like, all right. But that's like the premise.
It sounds like a porn.
That's the premise of what happens with like weird shit happening. So.
I remember high school trying to find a way to record my shit on my flip phone. Hard to fuck, it was so hard to
tape it to your head and like a flip phone.
Yeah, I would always like have it hiding back here and recording the shit. You know what I mean? I'm like sitting there like that, holding it around.
You went to Toys R Us and got like that spy kit stuff of like camera in the hat or whatever.
Yeah. I was always trying to record my shit back in the day without getting caught.
That's funny.
Speaking of weird things and strange things, you know the thing I say to you, the Laurel thing?
Sure.
Okay.
The Laurel thing.
Now, my wife showed this to me. And it's one of those things.
The speaker cord.
Nope.
So, a while ago, there was a thing about, like, is this dress blue or gold?
Yeah.
And this is the audio version of that.
Oh, no!
Son of a bitch, Aaron, you're cheating!
I didn't do
it! I knew it!
You fuck.
I didn't do it!
Is this as far as she goes, Captain?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to have to hold her on my lap, then.
I mean, just move.
No!
Move your red guys. It don't matter.
Right? I'm not going to do it!
These guys aren't on the board. They're just okay.
No!
You're like fucking Newman.
Where's my... There it is.
Mm. All right. All over the world are listening to this and arguing about it. Do you hear Yanni or Laura?
Turn it up a little.
Wow.
Yanni. How does anybody hear Laurel out of that? We're going to do...
Huh?
I heard Laurel.
I heard Laurel, too.
I clearly hear Laurel.
Yeah.
Hey, okay.
Melanie said that she heard, like, Jarl, because she, like, didn't hear the N's, but she could hear the Yuh sound.
Yeah. Well, my wife only hears Yanny.
Is it, like, female-male thing?
No, and my son does, too.
Really?
And I've read also something that has to do with the age of your ears, like the exposure they have been, like how damaged they are.
If I hear Laurel, it's probably have worse ears.
Something has to do also with your type of speakers. Like, okay, when I played it on my phone...
Agent J says Yanny.
Yeah, like, sometimes, like, if we play it through a speaker that's emphasizing certain...
Frequencies?
Yeah.
It's a frequency, like, and speaker type thing.
Well, it's also how you interpret sound.
Okay.
Like, okay, I sent you something else on there, too.
I've got it. I'm reading it.
But yeah.
There's another example of that.
Another example?
Go down. Keep going down. Keep going down. Right there.
This?
Okay, so what do you hear with this clip right here?
Okay.
What do you hear?
I don't know. I heard some guy talking, but I couldn't quite make
someone
it out.
Someone maybe said bitch?
I can't hear anything. But then the second clip, don't play it. It tells you what it says, and then I can't unhear it. I forgot, actually, what it said. So play the first one again.
Play the first one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hang on. Do you want it on this? Or no? You're not plugged in, are you?
Oh, I'm not?
No.
Well, shit.
My bad.
Well, goddamn. Sorry, guys.
Well, I mean, they still probably heard it, just
my wife
not quite as loud.
My wife has a blender here.
Are we ready?
It's loud.
Yeah. Do it one more time.
Yeah.
Okay. And now I hear clip two.
Yeah, clip two.
The juice of lemons makes fine punch.
Okay.
And now the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I definitely hear it now.
I can hear it now, yeah.
Yeah, so it's also, like, basically, with the information you've been given, your mind can kind of fill in the blanks.
So this says, the way you hear sound is influenced by your life in sound, what you know about sound.
Yeah.
Part of the answer is the difference between listening and hearing.
So now we're listening. I mean, we're trying to hear...
We're trying to hear that in that.
Yeah.
And you hear it easier.
So it's weird.
Well, it's songs, too. Like, you ever had songs where you're like, oh, these are the lyrics, whatever, and then whenever you learn what the real lyrics are, now you can't unhear it?
Sure.
Or if someone's like, oh, here's what I thought it was.
Or like black people.
Yeah, right?
What are you talking about?
In Death Note. In Death Note, whenever I said, like, it sounds like he says black people, and then Eric, you've ruined this for me now. All I hear is black people whenever I hear it.
Yeah, the beginning song for Death Note, the anime, that will react.
Not the beginning, it's the second.
Tree stream.
Or my wife.
Go get it.
Hold on.
But, yeah, in the second Death Note heavy metal song, I swore.
Hello.
I heard a couple words, and then at one point, I guess the lyrics is, what up, people? But I swear it sounds like, black people! And I'm like, what? Did he just yell black people? And everyone's like, what? And now every time we listen to it, we can't not hear it yell, black people!
Yeah.
So.
That's fun.
It's just, so, I understand, there's definitely different things, but on that other one, like, I'm like, okay, it says...
Laurel.
It says Yanny or it says Laurel. And yeah. I listened and I'm like, I clearly hear Laurel.
Yeah.
I do not hear a yuh. I do not hear a knee.
Yeah, I didn't, like, clearly.
Yeah, so, you know, the Jarl thing, my wife's actually here. I kind of want to see what she hears through these speakers.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So she'll be here in a second, but.
Hey, plug it back in.
I'm plugging it back in.
I mean, so the idea is, like, if I told you Jarl, okay, like, and then I played it, would you hear Jarl?
Yanny.
Okay,
Yanny. Well, here's the thing, though, like, what's it really saying, though?
Because that's the difference.
I think the original recording was, what was it, Lauren or whatever?
Laurel.
Yanni.
Yeah, but what is it supposed to be?
I think it's supposed to be Laurel's original recording.
So I'm right.
Yes.
That's all that matters.
But it, like, there's something else. I don't know if I sent it to you, but basically, there's like sound waves that show they actually are very, very similar.
Yeah, I actually have a...
It's weird.
I can show that.
It's weird because I hear nothing about...
I hear Yanni. I can't imagine Yanni.
Let me show this.
Play different versions on YouTube.
Do you hear Yanni?
Yanni.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Laurel.
Yanni.
Yeah. Yanni. Yeah. I hear Laurel both.
Twitter poll found that 47% of...
I heard Yanni that time.
Okay.
You heard Yanni? Are you fucking
nuts? Hang on.
No, I definitely did. Start it over. I definitely heard Yanni.
Both times?
Yeah, both times.
Because here's the thing that I had. He's like, do you hear Yanni? And I thought I heard Laurel.
No, I heard Yanni.
No, but I thought I heard it say, Laurel. Laurel. So I don't know if, number one, I was like, okay, Yanni, put Yanni in my head. And it started going, Yanni. I'm like, no, it should say Laurel. Laurel! And it like yelled it at me.
I heard Yanni every time. Clearly. Clear as day.
Well, hit play again.
Okay.
Oh, well, hang on. Maybe we need to wait. I don't know what Shane's doing.
Yeah. Or Laurel.
No, wait. Go back to the very beginning.
I'm sorry.
Do you hear Yanni?
Okay. Leon.
Damn it, Shane.
What?
No, you're talking over.
Just take it to the beginning. Just wait.
Pizza guy, Treat Stream, thank you so much.
Thank you, Treat Stream. Crimson.
Crimson.
Thank you, Crimson. All right, so we got to finish this part here.
Okay. Guys, be quiet for a second.
Okay, are we ready?
Wait. Yeah.
Do you hear Yanni?
Yanni.
No.
Yanni.
Yanni.
Or Laurel?
Yanni.
Yanni.
No, it says Laurel.
Are you nuts?
47% of people.
What do you hear, Joy? Where?
I don't understand it.
I definitely heard Yanni.
Oh, you come in this room. My wife, guys. I'm sure most of you know her.
I don't hear Laurel.
What? I don't know how you hear Yanni.
I 100% hear Yanni.
I do not hear Laurel.
You're 100% fucking nuts.
For a split second, I thought I heard it go, like, whenever you first turn it on, I didn't know what it was going to be. And I heard him say, do you hear Yanni? And I thought I heard it go, Laurel. And I was like, it was like in my mind, I'm like, oh, Yanni. He's going to say Yanni. And then it, like, changed it to be like, no, Laurel. Here, Laurel.
Thank you, boo. Come here.
So. Yanni.
Leona, come here. Tell me what you hear, Leona.
Not what they say the first time, but what the distorted thing sounds like.
You hear Yanni?
Yanni.
Annie. Wait, no, Nanny.
Okay, so Yanni.
Okay, we'll do play it again.
You hear Yanni?
Yanni.
Right there.
Yanni.
What's that?
Yanni.
Or Yanni.
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 Laurel.
Yanni.
Laurel.
Go back to the other one. There's a different one you listened to before.
Yeah.
You said you heard Laurel. I don't know how you're hearing Yanni.
Yanni.
Laurel.
Yanni.
Laurel.
I hear Laurel. So you hear Yanni both times. You hear it different, and I hear Laurel every time.
Wait, for that one, what would you hear?
He said he heard Laurel there.
Not her.
Yanni.
What are they saying?
I hear both now.
Let it play, right?
Now I hear both. Yanni.
It says Lori right after.
How does anybody...
I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird thing. Definitely Yanni.
Yanni.
What's this challenge called?
I hear both too.
I don't hear both. I hear Laurel.
I hear Laurel on this one. I hear Yanni on the other one.
And then when people try to say, oh, this one I hear the Yanni, this one, I hear Laurel the same way every time.
Yeah, I just hear Laurel.
I heard Laurel last night when Shane played it, but now I hear Yanni.
We have to do this next week when Calvin and Eric get back.
Yeah, see what they hear.
Especially Eric. He might not hear it at all.
You my boo-boo?
Like, what are you guys talking about?
Hey, you promise?
Not your blender.
Oh, yeah, bought the blender. The blender we bought.
Dad,
open.
I'm gonna put this.
Okay. Is that the one that to replace
the one?
The other one? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alrighty.
Okay. Thanks for. I'm sorry. I pretty much needed. But thanks for coming.
Are you playing a game?
So yeah, we gotta see Deadpool tonight at like 9:30.
He was
so
winning.
I'll call you. I'm gonna get off here at 5. Okay.
He's a cheater.
Mom, you can come we by stay here? Here.
Do something.
No,
I don't
do that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
The dad of boys says Eric's gonna listen to it and hear black people.
JoJo in space says here's a completely different name, but I like black people better.
Here, you done with that now?
Yeah.
Oh hell no, you need a piece of pizza.
Oh,
what's up?
Alright.
What is that?
Oh, yeah. Now look at the dress.
I don't remember what color. I think I saw yellow on that dress. What'd you see? You remember?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even get on
Dad,
that.
Dad, can I have a breadstick? It's hot.
Okay, it is hot, yep.
What are you guys doing? Playing a game?
We're live on podcast.
We were.
We're on a stream.
Oh.
There's people watching and
right
listening
now.
Right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like 200 something people.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
Cool.
And my buddy Cody Shelver better still be on.
That's blue.
That's blue and black dress.
That's blue and black. But over
blue
there, is? Over there, I see yellow and white.
I think that's the original picture.
Well, I mean, who could not see a blue and black dress right there?
Some people saw white and gold.
What?
Yeah, I saw white and gold first time.
Are you sure that's right? Because all...
Well, they're nuts.
There's so many blue ones, and that one over there was yellow.
And they're going to hell.
Why'd I see a yellow one over there?
Because I think they, like, changed it to show some people see this and some people see this, right?
Yeah.
So they photoshopped it to clearly demonstrate the differences.
I still see yellow and white. Okay. There are crazy people in the chat. Okay.
No, okay. You guys are nuts. Unsubscribe. I'm just kidding. Hey, I'll call you. Yeah, come by here after you pick up my Elka, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, give me a kissy kiss.
Oh,
love you.
Bye.
Give me a kissy kiss, George.
Oh, JoJo, were you one of the crazy people? I'm sorry. I didn't really mean you guys are crazy.
Give me a kissy kiss.
Alicia also saw white and gold.
Love you.
Okay.
Yeah. Good one.
It's white and gold with bad lighting.
Ha! Hey, guys, look.
All right, get out of here, guys. Benji, give me a kiss. You go bye-bye.
I didn't call chat crazy. I just said there was crazy people in chat.
Benji, come here.
Whoa, Aaron, unsub now.
Yeah.
All right.
Benji, come here. Say bye on here.
Okay.
So what's next?
Well, Young Justice. There's a screenshot or a art that they released that shows some of the costume and also some of the people in it.
Love you.
There's, I recognize, 2, 3... Four.
Thank you. Love you.
I recognize 5 people there. However, 2 of those were not in Young Justice prior. So it's interesting.
Let me see if I can.
Do you recognize any of those, Shane?
Yeah, I recognize 1, 2, 3. I definitely recognize 2. Like, or 3. I recognize 3.
Like, what do you see there?
Artemis,
yeah.
Robin, not Robin, but.
Nightwing,
Superman on top.
Superboy. Connor.
And the guy in the middle, who's that?
I'm pretty sure that looks like Black Lightning to me.
Okay.
And then the bottom left on that picture looks like Katana.
Yep.
Which is very interesting. But I don't have a clue who those middle 4 could be.
Yeah, that's cool, though.
So there's Tigress, Superboy, Black Lightning, Katana, Metamorpho, Nightwing.
Metamorpho? That sounds familiar.
The woman with the golden glow is likely Halo or Solstice.
I don't know any of those.
Your paper towel.
And there's a green lantern, Kyle Rayner.
That's not a green lantern. There's no way. Really? I don't think it's green. Are you sure it's
likely
a green lantern?
Geoforce. Oh, I see. It's likely Geoforce, though. It's possible it's a young version of Green Lantern, Kyle Rayner.
I don't know what Geoforce is, but it doesn't remind me of a green
lantern.
Wasn't
that a movie about hamsters?
Yes, it was.
There you go. That doesn't look like that at all, so it must be a green lantern.
Okay.
So that's Young Justice Outsiders. Only on DC Universe.
Good. I'm excited.
Be good. Shane, have pizza already. Look at that. Okay. I really rather make them think you ate it all.
So someone sent a thing on Discord, and if you have any suggestions about stuff to talk about on the podcast, we have a thread on our Discord that you can check out, and I'll also be taking some questions in a few minutes here.
Okay.
5 of the 6 original Avengers receive matching tattoos.
Do what?
Mm-hmm.
I wanna look at the tattoo.
You mean like...
Mark Ruffalo didn't do it.
Mark Ruffalo?
Yeah.
You mean like real life? No, we gotta watch it! Duh! Duh!
Dude, it looks like a pen.
I don't like it. I know it's a little needle in there.
You don't know that.
I know it is. It's the only way it could be. Is there an ending result?
What?
Is there an ending result?
I don't know.
Damn it, Rick.
There.
What is that?
Let me bring that up.
Looks like a...
Would you get a tattoo for
okay. Mike? That's the A Avenger symbol. 6? Is that a 6?
I don't know.
Looks like
it means something, I can't remember.
Looks like an A and a 6, doesn't it?
You think they could afford better tattoos?
Like, it looks like
It looks like the Avengers A.
Yeah.
And then it looks like a six behind it.
Yeah.
Everyone except for Mark Ruffalo in the original Avengers.
Okay. Yeah. So you mean...
Well, Edward Norton.
So you're saying Robert Downey Jr., you're saying Chris Evans.
Those people.
Chris Hemsworth. Scarlett Johansson got it?
Mm-hmm.
And Hawkeye?
What about Edward Norton?
Wait, who's in the center?
Edward Norton.
Why did he get one?
Wait, who's in the center there?
I don't know. That might be the tattoo artist.
Okay, well, so
Chris... He's running Black Sabbath.
Well, Chris Evans isn't there either. Where's Chris Evans at?
Chris Evans definitely did.
Yeah, he did.
I'm just saying he's not... Unless he's taking the picture, I guess.
He might have been getting the tattoo then.
Okay, well, who's in the center?
It's possible.
I don't know. Some dude.
I wouldn't... If we all got matching blind with tattoos, I'd say no.
Jimmy Rich.
Why? Are you a needle?
Huh? I don't want no needle stabbing.
What'd you do for $1,000?
Would it be the Blind Wave logo, or would it be something else?
About a million.
I might do it for $1,000.
About a million.
When I was a kid.
About a million.
Well, yeah, I'd probably do it for a million.
Probably.
Yeah.
The guy in the center is the tattoo artist, says everyone in chat.
Okay. I'm just curious because there was no Chris Evans in that picture at all. So.
Hey, Aaron demands Chris Evans.
I think it's good that Mark didn't get it because he might turn into the Hulk and just killed everyone.
Yeah, you could have.
No.
I still think Edward Norton should get one.
Aaron, you'll get a henna tattoo, right? You guys all get, like, real tattoos. I can do a little henna tattoo. It's, like, a Sharpie or whatever. Like, that whole thing.
I had considered for a time after first watching Fullmetal Alchemist to get, like, an alchemist tattoo on my hand. I did not do it.
And then it reached Brotherhood, and it's, like, the wrong one.
That'd be funny.
I've also considered getting a brand, Guts's brand, on my neck.
I don't know what that is, but okay.
I'll show you.
I would. No, it's okay. It's a tattoo.
In the Bible, it talks about these men who belong to God. They have their...
It's really simple. It's just that.
You don't lose them.
They have God. Okay. They have God's mark on their God's mark on their hand.
Yeah.
So some of these people, literally, they go off. I thought about doing it. Like, belong... I can't remember. There's some pretty cool ones. You basically show that you're a Christian or whatever. I think it's kind of cool.
Now, if we got matching... What would we get for matching...
Your face on my ass.
What?
I mean, my ass and your face. What's up?
Joe Dirt.
All right. I don't want that.
Now, you have some tattoos, Shane.
A couple.
You're the only one.
Yeah. This is supposed to be a sleeve. I just can't afford the rest right now. But all these people tell me it looks better just like this, but feels incomplete. It's an ox, like a bull. The Gospel of Luke.
It's got a cow in his arm.
No, it has fucking horns, dumbass.
Cows can have horns.
Okay. 728 3rd Street for me and Eric and some of my other best friends growing up. We all lived there when I was a senior in high school.
That's where Eric got bad boy.
And I'm fat, so don't make fun of me. But right here, from Judges, with the jawbone of a donkey, I made donkeys out of them. With the jawbone of a donkey, I killed 1,000 men.
Okay. Up.
And yeah, I don't think you can say anything. Okay.
Just say.
Just get lucky.
Get lucky.
Yep, Samson.
Was there reasons for the tattoos?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, this is one of my favorite scriptures. Not because it's motivating. I mean, not exactly because it's inspirational, makes it compassionate. It's Samson after he kills 1,000 men.
Yeah. With a jawbone.
With a jawbone of a donkey. Yeah, he kills 1,000 men.
That's terrible.
He's blind. Delilah cuts off his hair when he's sleeping. And he loses his superpowers, basically. So he's separated from God after that. And then eventually, God empowers him. It's pretty cool.
Wait, did he kill all the men for God?
Or Philistines. The Philistines, yeah. Okay. They're like a pretty wicked nation. So you ever hear, you fucking Philistine, you ever hear people say that?
No.
Morgan Freeman says it in Lucky Number 11.
I referenced that in a tweet I just did.
Really?
Yeah, last night.
I love Lucky Number 11.
Last night I had issues with power, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to stream and immediately I lost power and stream went down. Then I waited like a half hour, power came back, it seemed okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I went live again and I sent out a tweet saying, guys, things seem good, let's go. And then in stream, immediately I lost power, everything went down again. I'm like, son of a gun. Yeah. So then I waited like another hour and it seemed to be back. And things were working, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna try it one more time. So, like, the tweet itself was like, third time's a charm, three strikes you're out, lucky number 11. Well, maybe that last one doesn't work, but we're gonna try this power thing anyway.
That's fine.
But I just put it in there because it was a number thing.
Yeah. So. Now Morgan Freeman calls, you know, the Jewish guy who's tied behind him, that, so.
Gotcha.
You fucking Philistine.
So that's the only one that has meaning? The other one's your house, right? Did any other Third Street people get that?
Yeah. Four other people did.
Gotcha. All in the same spot, or did you guys do different places?
All in the same spot, except one.
You get it on his ass?
Huh?
Did he get it on his ass?
No.
Okay.
He had it on his shoulder. And actually, there's another one who did it. And it's funny because, I mean, he was, I know the Third Street house was important to him, but he moved in later, and he wasn't one of, like, my best friends. Yeah, I mean, he was a friend.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, fucking, I want to get one. I'm like, all right, get one. And he just got it, so he got one, too. So we got about him. But, you know, we kind of were wondering, hey, Eric, you should get one. But it was the Third Street house for him was different experience than it was for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, much different.
What if Rick and I went and got one?
It'd be weird.
That's 728 Third Street on it.
Yeah.
We're just running around like, hey guys, what's up? Like, who are you?
I need to tattoo my address, so if I get lost.
That's what you need.
That's what 95% of the jokes from at the beach, whatever people say. Is that in case you get lost, I can take you home? I'm like, yeah, jackass.
Yeah, but the problem with that is that could be anywhere. You could be in Maryland,
yeah.
You could be in Marietta, you could be in Texas, and there might be a 728 Third Street
in
a lot of places you go to.
Yep. But, you know, there's quite a few more I want to get. Like, there's a neck tattoo I thought was pretty cool. But I'm like, let's see. Make sure I can use Blind Wave as a successful career if I get a neck tattoo. You know.
You get the Blind Wave logo coming up, back down in?
Yeah.
What's that? Oh.
I thought I was getting, like an Imperial sign here.
Yeah.
And then a Rebel sign here.
Oh, I was going to say which Empire, but.
I thought that'd be pretty cool.
I feel like if I did something, it'd either be Blind Wave related, Star Wars related, or maybe Pokemon related.
Yeah.
Would be the three things I'd probably ever do.
Yeah.
Is it weird that I would probably, before I got a tattoo, cut off my arm and get auto mail?
What?
Yes.
I think.
But then you find out auto mail does exist, so now. that's an episode right there.
It's pretty close now. There's some pretty awesome prosthetics out there.
All right. Well.
What else we have in chat?
Should we move on to questions?
Yeah, let's, if anyone has any questions in chat, don't bother asking, will you react to this, or...
Because the answer is no! Not right now. Maybe in the future. Anything's possible.
Someone did ask when the poll will be up for the show to replace Fullmetal Alchemist. It'll be up once Fullmetal Alchemist is over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, it'll be up before too long. We've got the finale, and there's one more FMAB after the finale goes up, so we have time before the early access of the next show would go up after that. Is how it would work. Mm-hmm. So we have time. It'll be up soon, before too long.
Dragon Pauls ask, what is the most satisfying and frustratingly difficult games you have played?
Satisfyingly? What?
What's the most satisfyingly and frustratingly difficult games you have played?
So, like, the same? Or can I be frustrated with this game but satisfied a lot with this game?
Hard to say.
Could or be is it name. Like one in the same? Like, what's the most frustrating?
I interpret it as one in the same.
Yeah.
They're frustrating but they're satisfying.
I
mean, a lot of like old games. I grew up on the NES and sort of from that era on, and all those games were hard. So like Battletoads, super hard. I beat it, but I used warps. But even still, that still felt like an achievement.
Yeah.
It's pretty frustrating. Recently, like I said, Resident Evil, very hard and frustrating, but like, as long as it's a game, like it's meant to be hard, and it's not hard because the controls suck, or something like
or
that.
Or because the game cheats you.
Or, yeah. Or it's like a pay to win, and like, you're not going to be any good unless you pay money or something like that. I enjoy challenges. I usually play my games on hard. Although now, so many games to play through, I should just play through them all on easy.
I could say XCOM 2, I guess.
Sure.
Because definitely. That was so frustrating, especially in the beginning of losing people, and like, you would have a 75% chance to hit and you just miss. It's like, these percentages don't matter, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, but like, now I'm into the point where like, things are being, I'm satisfied with how things are going now, it's working out, I'm winning, I'm beating aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that one's pretty good as far as that goes.
Did you hear any, Shane?
Probably StarCraft as well.
Yeah.
Not the storyline.
The multiplayer?
But the competitive play.
Yeah.
Because I know I'd get so frustrated at different people's strategies or in the lower leagues being rushed mm-hmm. and getting destroyed.
Yeah.
And not being able to do anything about it. And then as you get to higher leagues, learning how to play, and it was like so satisfying, like having these good intense matches, especially yeah. among some of my friends that I played with. But I know when I first started playing, I was stuck in bronze for a while, and then I cannon rushed out of bronze.
Okay.
With Protoss.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then once I got into silver, cannon rush didn't work so much anymore because people were better and they learned how to deal with it.
Yeah. Sure.
So then I four-gated, which was like a warp thing.
Yeah.
So you would build your four warp gates and rush the warp gate tech so that you could just summon. Instead of having to, you would in a lot of games, you like, here's my resources, build my guy.
Mm-hmm.
Built. And with the warp gate, you'd be like, here's my resources, I have a guy. Now there's a cooldown until I can summon a new one.
Sure.
So I would do that and just have a pylon. You'd rush a pylon close, warp guys in. And instead of having that travel distance, mm-hmm. you're just warping right into their base. Just attack. And I did that out of silver into gold. And then once I got to gold, I had to do like real strats and not just cheeses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
it's hard to say for me. Ikaruga, which it's extremely satisfying when you get through a level.
Yeah.
It's weird. I can go the first two or three levels without dying when I was at my best. And then then immediately lose all my lives at the beginning of like the fourth level. I mean, it just multiplies the difficulty every time. I got it for Steam now. And you can play through it all without dying, or without, you have unlimited lives, so you keep coming back and wear it in.
Oh, really? Wow.
Man, I did that, it just wasn't even close to being satisfying, which is weird. I might say Super Smash Bros., because it's extremely satisfying to win, and it's extremely difficult. Like to be good, and to play someone who's good, I mean, a lot of games, you metaphorically fight each other. But in this game, you have two characters. Like, we're playing the avatar, basically, of these characters. And it's basically the most literal way. It's not as much metaphorical as some other games. You're literally trying to impose your will on the other person. Mm-hmm. And a person who's smarter or better or, for that match, they win. And if I'm not playing as hard as I can against these guys, I will lose. Most of the time, I'll lose. So I always have to play as hard as I can. I always have to concentrate hard. And I don't think I do that as much as in other games. Like, the challenge isn't there as much. Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't easy, if it was easier, then I would win every match. I don't. You know what I mean?
I get you. The third thing I think of is Pandemic.
Pandemic Legacy.
Mm-hmm. Next question.
There was a question on Discord about, originally it was a video about the top 10 games that your kids won't understand. But just in general, the idea of, like, what games did you love as a kid that you don't think you would get if they came out today? You know? Does that make sense?
Like Splatterhouse? No.
Well, yeah. Actually, to be honest, a lot of...
So, like, is, Super Mario Brothers for NES timeless? Or should you never go back and play it for anything other than historical value? And should you play, like, Odyssey?
You know what I played a lot? On the NES, that I probably wouldn't play as much now, unless there were some changes to it, is probably the Friday the 13th game.
Yeah.
I played it as a lot as a kid, but I feel like now, playing it, I wouldn't enjoy it as much.
I mean, it's not a...
Fuck you guys.
I saved it there for him, and you ate it.
One Piece. Not the anime. The amount of pizza I eat.
I ate one as well.
Not two. My game, it's more than that.
That's three.
All right, take it.
No,
take
it's
it.
Fine.
Okay. I'll not argue. for me, I truly believe Mario is timeless. Mario 64 lucks out.
Yeah.
That it's as good as it is.
Sure. A lot from that era doesn't hold up.
A lot of 2D to... I just spit some shit in my fucking head.
I think the PS1 era is the hardest one to go back to.
Yeah, and it's weird. I agree with that. It's weird how much I love the PlayStation 1, how many great memories I have on that. But... I was going to say that with Rick. A lot of PlayStation 1 games just don't hold up well.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, for instance, the 2D to 3D transition in video games, a lot of great games didn't translate well, like Sonic.
Sure.
In games, when we were at the...
Bubsy.
At the very beginning of 3D games, it was great at first, and now we had better controls.
Yeah.
So, you know, Super Nintendo, those games, you go left to right, it still feels great.
Yeah.
They're simple.
The first Resident Evil, though.
Well,
I can't go back to it now, you know?
The first Resident Evil.
Even the first, like, Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, it's like, harder to go back to.
Like, it. I love it, and I can go back to it, but, like, yeah, a lot of people, I think, would have a lot of trouble going back to a game like that instead of, like, a Twin Snakes or.
The only way you do it is because you enjoy the games you already played. Like, two, I think, is easy to go into.
Yeah. Sure. But two's a lot easier.
One is tough.
And like, you know, going back to Final Fantasy VII now, I think it would be hard because, you know, at the time...
It's so dated looking, too. Exactly.
Like, I took that story very seriously, and it, like, affected me.
Yeah, me too.
But, like, going back and having those graphics, like, I'm not sure if a kid today would feel as affected as we did, you know?
Yeah, it looks kind of weird. Yeah, because I've made Maokai play, and... Now my computer's here, so he doesn't play anymore.
That game's so silly, though. You took it very seriously, though, as a kid?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, the story
it's like
of...
a giant red dog dancing in a hat.
7 and 8, like...
Well, Cloud and his past and not being able to know what he made up and...
And like, Sephiroth was terrifying when I was a kid.
And just, you know, in a certain character that I invested, like, a real emotion into...
I guess there's a lot
getting killed off.
And it all felt so adult.
I guess there's a lot of moments...
When you're 9 years old... It's an adult game.
There's a lot of moments that are silly, but it also has a lot of really good moments that...
And, like, you know...
Which is a good storyline.
It has a thing where you're playing sort of a gray character, because you guys are terrorists, right? But, like, you're doing it for a good cause, but you're still terrorists. You're still blowing up these facilities and things
like
that.
You're like the Rebellion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was portrayed more as a gray area in 7 than I think it was in, like, the Star Wars movies.
Yeah, so, I mean, just PlayStation 1 in general is hard. It's hard. Even some PS2 games are a little harder.
Yeah.
But 3...
Like, Onimusha is pretty hard to go back to if you weren't into those kind of Resident Evil-style games.
Yeah, I mean, for my son, we tried playing Killzone on a PlayStation 2, and he didn't like it.
Yeah.
He thought the controls sucked. And they kind of do.
Sure.
Because now, there's just better versions of that game that control better. Super Mario World is... And Mario Brothers 3 and Super Metroid and Sonic, those games, they're perfect. I mean, I guess they're just really perfect the way they are.
I think, like, Crash Bandicoot still holds up pretty well.
It does.
Castlevania Symphony of the Night holds up tremendously
well. That's 2D, though, right? So
yeah.
It helps it.
It was still PS1. Yeah. But.
See, you can go back. I can go back, and I've played Pokemon Yellow, and I enjoy it, and it's fun. I tried to go back more recently and play Pokemon Snap, and I couldn't.
Yeah.
Because as a kid, I guess I was better at...
Up and down, left.
Well, down is up and up is down. It has inverted controls.
Yeah, and you can't change it.
Yeah. Sure. And
I read something on that. And actually, when you're younger, you are, because of plasticity, you are literally better. But now we lack plasticity, or basically we're set in, our brains are, the neural pathways are formed in a way where we can't do both. You know what I mean?
See,
I tried playing Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Oh, yeah?
It got re-released for 360. I mean, for the Xbox, and then it's come out. It's actually been re-released for Xbox One. I want to play that version. But there's a part where you have to race, and you can't change it. It's inverted.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous.
See, I don't think I'd have a problem, because back then I always played all the shooters inverted, like Time Splitters. So I think I would still have the muscle memory, just like I have the muscle memory for tank controls.
The only thing I played inverted, I remember as a kid, was like flight games.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
I was okay with those. But whenever I'm, like, playing a shooter and I want to go up and I go down, it didn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't start playing shooters non-inverted until I started playing them on PC.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, you know...
I went back to play Star Fox with the 3DS. And, it's inverted and it feels better. But sometimes when I'm aiming something far away, like, I just move up and then it makes it move down. I'm like, shit. You know what I mean? So it's weird. It's like my brain crisscrosses.
Hmm.
Next question.
We're going to do one more question, and then I'm going to read some shout-outs.
Okay.
And that'll be 90 minutes for today, because we got to finish this game here on the table. We got Deadpool 2 tonight. So let's have a look here.
You know what? Someone brought GTA San Andreas. I love that game. I don't know if I could go back to like some of the older GTA games, though.
Yeah.
Like San Andreas 3 and Vice City, I think might feel too...
But GTA 1 and 2, I can go back to.
Yeah, the over-to-the-top kind of style, yeah.
This is a quick question, I guess, but have you guys ever considered doing vlogs?
Yeah.
No.
For E3, we're doing them.
I haven't. I don't like vlogs. I think they're silly.
I mean, we're
silly.
We're in front of the camera a lot.
I like what we're doing already, because it's the same thing that a vlog would be, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Except being on wherever you're at.
Yeah. For E3, we plan on doing a vlog. To chronicle our time there.
Keep playing, fine. I'm going to watch.
He's going to be in it. He's going to be having a good time. He's going to be very thankful that he does this for a living. In the vlog. Vlogging with me.
I'm not. Nope. Not gonna do that. I'm doing that. He'll be filming me like a normal person. While I'm doing something over there. I mean, this last one. Shane took all the pizza.
What's your favorite TV show that you're watching now you don't watch on the channel?
The Strain. Strain.
Mine is Rurouni Kenshin Season 2.
Oh, that's a good one.
And
Strain?
And Yu Yu Hakusho is in a close second.
And Timeless.
I'm really only watching one other thing right now, and that's Person of Interest.
It's good shit. But Timeless, it might get canceled, so hopefully it doesn't. I need a Season 3. Really love that show.
Like 10 years ago, I started watching Rurouni Kenshin Season 1. I loved it.
And he got me into it, and then I powered through all of them.
And I've seen it like the entire first season, like 6 times. I never watched season 2.
Have you seen the live action movie?
I haven't.
It is so fucking
I've heard. Good. I'm so excited to see
like,
it.
It's like a tear jerkingly good. Man, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was an Aaron vlog Ryan sub.
Okay. Let's see here. We got a lot of anime fans in the chat. You guys know me.
It's so hard finding shows to watch. That I don't think we're going to ever react to. But I'm going to enjoy watching.
You guys just hate anime, so I just watch all the anime.
If you don't have bored, I'm sure we're not going to react to.
I don't know. No way none. Maybe we do.
I am at the end of the tournament saga in Yu Yu Hakusho. Okay, so let's read some redemptions. As well as some bits that have been generously given to us.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
I did not bring any lunch today, so I was like, I'll either not eat, or I'll have pizza.
I brought all my stuff to blend, and I didn't bring my blender, but thankfully Joy brought that one.
I had a Clif Bar today, and then one slice pizza.
Yeah. I've been trying not to eat a ton.
I'll make you a smoothie, too.
No, I don't want more calories.
Guardsman 117 has subscribed.
Oh, thank you, Guardsman.
Thank you, Guardsman 8.
Agent J gave 500 bits.
Oh, thank you so much, Agent J.
Fox has resubscribed for 7 months.
Oh, thanks.
Top Screen gives 100 bits.
Thank you, Top Screen.
Thank you.
Cobalt gives 100 bits with a message.
Ooh.
Hey, guys. Love watching you. Woke up at 5 a.m. in Australia when you just started to watch you. So good morning, mates.
Hey, well, thank you for being so committed.
Yes.
Did you like my Australian accent there?
Is that what that was? I didn't.
Thank you, mates.
We're going to have to just... They're going to typecast you now. Rick, you're going to be Australian anytime you get a movie.
It's true.
Yeah. Thank you so much, man.
Alvik gave 100 bits
just
to pop in and say hi.
Yay!
Dual Rain 100 bits. Excited for more My Hero Academia. Can't wait for you guys to watch season 3.
Thank you. Us too.
We'll get there eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's look at some redemptions. There may be slaps.
So hot. I'm going to get slapped. Full. Hot. Slapped.
Dear Lord.
Damn it, I sure you got some of that hot sauce, that fucking pizza.
That's a lot of slaps.
Dude, at one point I saw people trying to redeem slaps in the cooldown. They're like, oh, this damn cooldown, we can't redeem slaps right now.
Madge Brat, Rick from Shane.
Oh. Hit him. Just slap him. Yeah.
Aaron from Shane.
Knew
from
it.
Pong.
I knew it was coming.
How do you want it?
Huh? Bend over. Just slap me, what do you mean?
Just slap him.
Close your eyes.
What?
Close them.
Don't hit me in the face. I don't know what's going on.
Close them. One, two, three. You motherfucker, you move. You move.
That counts.
You hit me.
All right, fine. Barely touched you, but I call shenanigans.
That's why you don't have Shane do slaps.
Took so long.
Crimson Zero, Shane from Aaron lost too many bets on Smash.
Oh, that's to me again?
No, from
Shane.
Shane from Aaron.
Shane from Aaron. Oh.
Yeah. Crimson Zero.
Oh! Oh, God! Oh!
What?
Oh!
Why is he crying?
Abs is backing. Shane.
The King.
The King. Shane slapping Aaron just for the lows.
The lows?
The lols.
LOLs.
Mike, we're going to the store?
Okay.
Shane slapping Aaron.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez!
I'm hitting you harder next time.
Aaron squats.
What? Damn it. I just ate all those breadsticks. Thanks, I guess.
Shane, also, while he's doing that, Madge got you 10 sit-ups.
I need them. All right, I'll squat from over. You want to do there, and I'll squat over here, I guess.
And I get 2 slaps.
You're slapping, or?
No, I get to slap you twice.
Son of a bitch! 3, 4, 5.
100 bits from Iris 6, Nexus. A few more Paul 7, McGann audios in the account today, Aaron. I don't know what that means.
Thank you! 10. My dramas, my audio dramas.
Pong says these slaps is worth waking up at 3 a.m.
Paul?
Paul, I'm gonna kick your ass.
Where does he live?
I'm gonna kick your ass, Boogie Monday.
Philippines.
Philippines.
Oh, yeah. I knew he's Filipino, but I couldn't remember for.
Alright, so I got 2.
For some reason, I thought he lived.
Left-handed.
Nope. Ah, jeez! Ah, jeez!
Oh, my gosh.
I was gonna be a break.
Unloaded on you.
It's like no break.
Unloaded on his face with your hand.
And Caleb gave 250 bits and says, "Wow, thank you so much for joining us for this edition of the Blind Wave Thursday podcast."
Thank you.
Podcast.
Thank you for 250 bits.
Mary, listen to Eric and give her the slaps.
If you'd like to watch us live next time, if you're listening to this, wherever podcasts are found on Stitcher, iTunes, etc., be sure to come back at Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks, guys. Eric and Calvin will both be back next week.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe we won't do one.
Yeah.
Just do another one without
him. Next week, our friend Antoine Bandelay from L.A., he might be in this as well. He's coming to visit.
You just made that up.
We did Kyler in the Awakening with him. He's been a fellow
YouTuber as well, doing his Versus series and stuff, right?
Yeah, he also has a book he wrote and was published.
Is his last name really Bandelay? Like Bandelay Industries?
Bandelay.
Bandelay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to say Bandeal because I didn't know how pronounced, you know, in real life.
But you said Antuini.
Never thought that.
All right, guys.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Later.